Please note that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you. Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about what happens when you don't end up where you plan. I once watched a movie that, in all fairness, didn't really impress me much. That seems to be a very strange way to begin, but there is a reason I've referenced this movie often in group therapy sessions, individual therapy sessions, discussion with friends, and now here with you. While I wouldn't particularly want to watch the movie again, one conversation between the main characters made an impact. One character asked, seemingly discouraged, "Have you ever just looked around and wondered how in the world you got here?" I think we've all been in circumstances where it's tempting to ask such a question. Life rarely flows exactly the way we expect it to as our younger, doe-eyed selves looking forward. At least, not from what I've seen. Back to the movie. The response is what I loved. No, I ask myself, where am I going and how am I going to get there? If the character had been holding a mic, he could have dropped it. Have you been asking yourself how in the world you got to this point? How have you arrived in the midst of relationship struggles, the anxieties, the insecurities, the lack of progress, or the battle scars from fighting as hard as you could just to keep moving forward? Just stop. It doesn't matter. The experience matters, of course, because it's all part of what's developed you into who you are now. But generally when we ask, how in the world did I get here? It's not really a way of reflecting on character growth, but instead an overwhelming feeling of despair and frustration. Dwelling on despair will never get you where you want to be. You must find your direction. Life is full of waterfalls. When you're rowing along, the bottom unexpectedly drops out from under you. Maybe you see it coming and you paddle as hard as you can and attempt to avoid the inevitable. Or maybe you're just busy enjoying the beauty around you and aren't paying attention to what's ahead. Either way, it happens. It can be devastating. The death of a loved one, failed dreams, pregnancy and infant loss or infertility, the loss of a job, a debilitating injury, a medical crisis. There are many, many waterfalls and they can be disorienting. Where are you going and how are you going to get there? At some point, you have to stop to take a breath, acknowledge how you feel and what you think about what has just happened, accept the fact that it did in fact happen and that you can't change it, and then buckle down and decide what you're going to do with what you just experienced. It's always important to remember that the river keeps flowing after the waterfall. Life doesn't just stop because our world goes into a tailspin for a while. As difficult as that can be to acknowledge and accept, believe me, I've been there. Where are you going and how are you going to get there? I'm here to help you pick yourself up, grab your oars, and get back in that boat. How has life derailed you? Where did you expect to be and what did you expect to be doing now? I encourage you to join us in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group to discuss. So come and introduce yourself if you haven't already, and we look forward to hearing from you.